The passing of Colin Powell prompted me to look closer at the foundation of the former Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Respected by both sides of the political aisle and around the globe, the words achievement, dignity, and patriotism are used to describe. Critics focus on Colin Powell's error with the weapons of mass destruction claim. His eventual response was to admit flawed intelligence, saying, "It has blotted my record. All I can say is that I gave it the best analysis that I could." Other quotes during his years of service include, "Racism is a disease of the racist. Never let it become yours." "America's faults are yours to fix, not to curse." "Let us debate our differences strongly, but with civility and absence of acrimony that the American people long for in our political debate." End of quotes. What I did not hear amplified by columnists or reporters was Colin Powell's position on faith. I had to search to learn his foundation was in the Episcopal Church. As a Christian soldier and diplomat, Powell served with an effort towards unity and respect. Unity continues to be an elusive goal. "For united we stand, divided we fall, and if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together." These lyrics from the 1970 hit "United We Stand" by the Brotherhood of Man. The song was more of a romantic love song than promoting group unity. When released in the days of 45 RPM records, the B-side, or flip side, was titled "Say a Prayer." 51 years later, might be time to try a prayer every day for 2 minutes more.